Monday, March 17th, 2025, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
I think it's 3 o'clock. It says it's 2 o'clock.
We're going to start our
pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
You bet.
Do you roll?
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Rick?
Yep.
Jeff?
Here.
The current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Public comment. Is there anybody here that has anything they want to comment on that's not on today's agenda?
Back of the room.
Randy?
Anything?
Julie? Anything? All right. Consent agenda items, approval of previous minutes, March 3rd, 2025, approval of payroll claims, March 2nd, 2025 to March 15th, 2025, approval of payroll accounts payable claims, approval of monthly accounts payable claims, approval of official reports, county clerk, register of deeds, and clerk of district court. I came in earlier, went through the accounts payable, went through payroll, and everything appeared to be in order.
I'd like to make a motion to...
So,
go ahead.
You go ahead.
Has anybody looked at the officials reports?
Yes.
You did?
I just... Yeah.
And what everything was on was good?
Well, it appeared to be. I mean, I'm not an expert in each of the areas.
Do you know, that's one of the issues that I kind of think about a little bit. Because as commissioners... On those officials' reports, we're the ones that are liable for that when we approve them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not right, it's us, not them.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
So when we do those officials' reports, it'd be nice to have them go over those things and say, hey, this is what we did, why we did it, if there's things in there that we need to know about. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. Cover our tail here.
I did email them to you guys. They're pretty self-explanatory. Like, it's just the three offices that we have to turn our money over for the month to the treasurer's office, and we have to balance to the penny every single time. But like our report, the county clerks, we take in money for marriage licenses, certified copies, and then if anybody comes in and gets extra copies. So that's all listed out right here. The Register of Deeds report, she's got her, it's a very detailed report of where all the money comes in for the month for the county, and what she reports to the state and what goes to the treasurer's office and stuff. And then same with Kathy, district court. She provides a pretty detailed listing of where all the money that came into her office for the month, and whatever comes in exactly has to go out to the treasurer's office. So if you have any other questions, I mean, you can ask Kathy or myself for the deeds and the clerk. But those are the three official reports that we have.
Okay.
Those were attached to the name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And generally, when there's one of those, it's going to be approved at a meeting that they, most of the time, they get emailed out to you in the packet.
So if you do have any further questions on those, just
okay.
You can ask. But they're pretty detailed.
With that being said, I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda A through E.
I'll second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. That takes us to new business. Brian Pearson, Simcoe Facility Transit Director, requesting board to approve funding for Siouxland Regional Transit System busing in the amount of $15,000 to assist with the expenditures of 1,500 rides per year, Dakota County, effective July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025, renewed in writing annually. So if you want to step up, Brian, and
sure.
Kind of run through what we got going on.
Okay, sure. So, yes, this is a request for funding for
FY 26, which starts in July of this year and runs to June of next year. This is our fourth year that we have, partnered with Dakota County. It's been a great partnership. We went from about 50 to 80 rides that first year, and now we're at 2,500 just for this year. So total trips that we've done since the start has been 4,000. We're looking to even exceed that number and end up with probably 8,000 or 9,000 trips of this coming up year. We've hired roughly about 32% more drivers, and we're now fully staffed, and we have roughly 8 to 10 drivers that live here in Nebraska. So we're looking to expand greatly. We've been reaching out to agencies and rebuilding some connections that we once lost due to having 60 drivers pre-COVID, going down to about 30 drivers. Now we're close to 50. And then in the fall, we will also add more drivers. We're going to get 6 full-size vans. And then the city will get 3 paratransit buses. So we're going to hire at least another 10 drivers. So we're looking to really expand greatly in Nebraska and some other areas to continue to go forward.
If you know off the top of your head, what would some of the more popular routes in Dakota County be? Where would people be picked up and going, I guess?
Well, I know right now a lot of it is school. So they're really using the service for the schools, with that free service.
Yeah.
But other routes could be Walmart, Hy-Vee.
If somebody wants to use your service,
sure,
and say they go to Walmart, then is there a pickup time that's set, or do they tell you, hey, can you take
request? They can do both.
Okay.
So one, they may say, okay, I want to get dropped off at Walmart. I don't know exactly how long I'm going to be in here. I'll just do a will call. I'll call you back, and you can pick us up.
Okay.
Or they get picked up. What we like to do is try to nail down a time, at least a time frame that's always better, so the wait won't potentially be as long. But it's been great. It's been great. So.
I know. I think Gherkin Window.
Gherkin Window, yes.
Yeah, there's
great.
A lot of people use it for that.
Do they?
So it's definitely a must needed service, and each year we do this. This is the only what I call free type of service to the clients is what we're doing here in Dakota County. So everywhere else the client has to pay. In this case they don't pay. Your support provides the gap to help with that. And then anything over the 1,500 trips, which like I said, just year alone we're doing 2,500 trips. So we're doing more than what that amount is, and then we cover those expenses, so that helps increase continually the ridership that we get.
Mm-hmm. So you had 2,500 trips, and how many people are you getting per trip, or what kind of ridership are you getting there?
So, like I said, a lot of the ridership is coming from from the school. So when you look at trips and passengers are just about elite. I guess equal, in terms of just the trips itself. Don't mean that it's not 2,500 different people riding, but it's a lot of the same people are riding the buses.
Okay.
So.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I know busing for schools are expensive.
Yeah.
And there's people that can't afford it.
Yeah.
So I agree with that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, kids aren't going to get to school. Or they're going to have to walk, and they don't have...
Yeah.
And it's when it's cold. It's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question on that is, why isn't school kicking in some on this?
All over Dakota County?
All over Dakota County.
So
it could be Jackson. It could be obviously South Sioux City. So it's anywhere within this county.
So somebody lives at Homer and they need to go to a doctor and they don't have anybody that can take them. You call, you go get them, you take them back home. So a service that...
And then I set up something that's separate than the county. If they're in Dakota County and they're coming into Sioux City, I got a flat rate of $5. So they can go from Homer into Sioux City, and we bring them, take them there, bring them back. And that's only $10. Our cost is about $35 per trip. So that gives you a perspective of what we're dealing with on our end.
And this is a renewal. It's something that we have done in the past. Well,
exactly.
Yeah. I just noticed my dates were wrong, too. It should have been 2025 and 2026 on my agenda.
Oh, okay. Yeah, on the dates. It would have been July of 2025.
2025
to June of 26. I would make a motion to continue our partnership with Simcoe with regard to our busing. There's just a lot of people that
rely on
it. It's their option. It's their option. Not everybody has family around to do things for them, so I think it's a service that's needed.
Second. Go ahead.
I second.
One thing I want to mention before you make your decision too is when it comes to Sioux City about their school system, so anything within the urban area, now the school is going to have to take that over. Before we were doing a lot of that in our buses, so now the city is having to do some of that in their buses, and then we have some families and even some of the schools are even concerned about some of the things they're going to have to do now with their school system.
And I know I have a daughter that teaches at Irving, and that's considered a walking school. So even though some of the kids are quite a distance away, there's no bus service at all.
Right. So the only bus service that we can provide now, starting in the fall, because we're working with DOT and the city with this, and we've been contacting like Sergeant Bluff school district or primary schools, and or Sergeant Bluff primary school, and then Sioux City Community School District. That now they're going to have to use the city buses, which is very difficult because they have the fixed route, or they use the paratransit services, which they have to be they have to get certified. So they may not meet either one. So now that's forcing the parents now to figure out, okay, now I have to take my child to school, or the school system is going to have to figure out a way to transport, because we get funding on the Iowa side that's rural, and the city is, they get funding out of the urban bucket, so we got to make sure we're not going in their service area and jeopardizing their funding and vice versa. So that's just what has changed in this case. The city doesn't come here to in Dakota County, so we're able to do all these rides and bring rides back, so it's a little more unique and beneficial here in Nebraska.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Brian?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Next, we have Rural Water Representative, a Lackawanna Drive waterline issue. And I see that Brett's here from our engineering firm. I don't see anybody from Rural Water. Have you talked to him? Did you get my...
I did get your text, but no, I haven't talked to him yet.
Okay, you haven't called him, so... Okay. Well...
I'd say move it to the next agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can get together between now and then, get the entities together before then. So... I guess don't want to talk for them, so...
Mm-hmm.
Sure. All right.
Yeah. We'd love to get together before that.
Okay. All right, let's try to get it set up for next week.
A little bit,
yeah. Okay, and I'll have one of the other commissioners that wants to sit in, and myself, and we'll get their representative from Blair, and you guys, we'll just get together. We'll take care of getting that set up and let you know.
Okay.
We'll give you a couple of time frames so we can make it so it works for you guys.
Thank you.
Yep. Anybody else want to sit in on the meeting with Lakia with the Rural Water and the engineering firm? All right, Rick, you're in.
Let me know.
All right. Okay. Then C got moved to next week. Board to review quotes, changes at Emma Avenue project. Make decisions on how to proceed. They weren't. They didn't have time to get that put together yet.
Next meeting, you mean?
Yeah, next meeting, sorry. So we're flying right along. Which takes us to old business.
Don't look that old.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We had 178.75 hours of maintaining. We had 57.5 hours of overtime, and that was with the snow removal. 17 hours on tree removal, 8 hours fixing bridge planks on the Jackson Bridge, 113.5 hours on snow removal, 4 hours picking up trash, 50 hours hauling in gravel. We hauled 899.86 tons of gravel out on the roads. And then, as you can see, we had several concerns for grading and requests for gravel with the spring thaw, hopefully.
Sure, we went to grab our copies quick, so.
Oh. So at last meeting, I told you that our dump truck died. So I asked around some other counties what they use for a bidding process, and they said they use Sourcewell. I can give you guys the information to the Sourcewell representative, but what that is they've already gone in and done the bidding process. So like with the state bid, they usually have like 5 trucks, and this is what it is, and this is what you pick from. Whereas Sourcewell, you can go to International, Peterbilt, Mack, whatever, say this is what I'm looking for, and they can find that vehicle for you with the best price possible in there, because Sourcewell does all the bidding.
Is there a cost for Sourcewell?
No. Nope. It's something that a lot of cities can use, governments use. We talked to a couple dealers in town, and they said that is your best route when it comes to counties, is to getting new trucks and different things, anything actually. So I set up an account with them and got in touch with the representative, and so we are trying to put some specs together for a new truck, and we'll go down that road, hopefully, and see what kind of prices we can get, if you guys are on board with that.
What happened to the other truck? Is that the one that was rolled?
No, this one, about a month ago, when it was really cold, it just stopped on them down there by the Homer School. We don't know if it's injectors, electrical. Not sure what's going on with it. We bought it from the state several years ago for $18,000.
Probably 6 years ago, I would say.
Yeah, I can't remember. And we probably put $38,000 into it now. And it just keeps nickel and diming us to death. And nobody wants to work on it anymore. It's got a Mercedes engine. It's a Sterling. And nobody wants to work on it. You can't find parts. So it's been a headache for us.
Yeah,
completely.
Mercedes motor, they're good out of the gate, but they're not the long haul.
So that's where we're at. We're in the process of getting some specs put together and reaching out to some of the companies and seeing what they can come up with through the Sourcewell program.
Is this something that you think you have in your budget to be able to afford?
It's going to be really close. Kind of running the numbers, depending on how things go the next couple months, we might have to pay for a portion of it in this budget and budget a little into the next budget, maybe spread it between the two. But like I said, depending on what the numbers come in, that one number a guy gave me the other day from International was about right where we needed it to be. So we'll just reach out to them and see what kind of numbers we can come up with, and we'll go from there.
So there is hope.
There is hope. And they said doing Sourcewell, we get it quicker. So.
Okay. And you're going for new?
Yes.
Okay.
We've never had a new dump truck in the 20 years I've been there.
You'll have a warranty, and then, it'll be better. Guy needs to be selective what he gets.
Or we can stick with new. or try and look out for some, or, you know, put bids out for something used.
Try the Sourcewell. It looks like it's maybe a tool that down the road, you know, if a lot of people are using it, it makes sense. If somebody's out, I wonder who's, how they get paid.
Yeah, how they make.
I don't know. I can get you. I can send the Sourcewell information to you guys. The representative, very friendly, very helpful. But just about anything a county government needs or city government, they can get it for you. So they have contracts out all over the U.S.
Okay. Would you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
I'll put an email out with the guy's number, name and number, and you guys can contact him if you want.
Yeah, I'd recommend continuing down that path and see what we come up with. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
it doesn't hurt to look, see what.
Yeah.
Something.
Let's get International Mac. Let's make sure we get those two for sure. Kenworth, Peterbilt, they're both good trucks, but they're. Let's make sure we get quotes from at least those four big ones.
And does anybody have any input or want input on the specs we put together for this?
Well, I wouldn't know where to start.
So, Rick, that probably would be more.
Well, you're going to want a decent horsepower. You're probably going to want to be in that 500 horse range. You're probably not going to want to. You're going to want to be with either a Cat or a Cummins. Detroit ain't a bad motor, but I'd lean toward the Cat or a Cummins if I could get it. Probably not going to get a Cat.
Want to get together sometime this week, and we'll reach out and see what kind of specs they put together, and then we can sit down and review.
Yeah.
If you're interested.
That sounds good.
You know, you're probably going to want a decent sized tire. Spec your rear ends right.
Yeah, the sooner we can get this, the better. Because like I said at the last meeting, there's just certain places our belly dumps can't get. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's needing gravel, we might have a little issue getting it to them. But we'll do our
best. Did you tow the old one home then, or?
Yeah, it's sitting out and sitting in the back in surplus row.
You fill a box full of dirt and put flowers in it.
I've got an appointment in Wayne on the 18th, and I'll stop back from that probably around 9 or so.
Bless you.
Tomorrow
the 18th?
Yes.
Yeah. 18th or 9th? I got to check.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. No, thank you.
The only other thing is we did go another 2 weeks. We had no additional applications on our county road foreman, so I think we probably better get one in place. So Dean is the guy that went through the process. He met the qualifications. So
I'd like to visit with you a little bit about that after the meeting. Okay. I'd like to hold off on it first a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
And then but we'll get it figured out here before the next meeting for sure. I mean, in the very near future. Mm-hmm. But I'll talk to you about it. All right. Commissioner committee reports. Anybody have anything in the last couple weeks?
Got LEC coming up in the next day or so. P&Z meeting went to that. And I think Kim's got some solar stuff maybe she's looking at for us.
If I get a chance.
Has the size of that project grown or what they're looking at?
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's huge.
1,600 acres plus.
It went from, they looked at the capacity in that substation out there.
How much more they could take.
Yeah, they found another 100 megawatt of capacity, and I know that they want to use it all. So it went from 250 megawatt to 350 megawatt.
Oh, wow.
Project, so it's what they'd like to do.
Big deal.
It's a lot of acres.
I didn't realize the amount of work that will bring into here for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, I was talking to them.
Yeah, I met with them too.
They're gearing up for
at least like 10 years, roughly.
That's
And they're going to need sheep to mow underneath them. He said, that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
I went to a meeting on clean energy, they do. They have a lot of the areas, they have people that contract with little sheep herds to go around to mow underneath them.
Yeah, and you can't use goats.
They'd probably jump up on them.
No, they eat them.
They eat everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I didn't have anything. We had our joint meeting, and seemed like it was pretty well attended. The Knights of Columbus hosted it, and didn't hear any complaints on the food.
Great meal.
So
yeah, I ran into Stephanie Hirsch right afterwards, and she said it was pretty well done.
Yeah. So yeah, and she did a nice job. The whole town of Jackson's got a lot going on.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have a nice town up there. Not that the others aren't. Mail or emergency business. We did have a couple of things in our mailbox. On the 20th, our emergency manager is having a training. So if any of you ever want to sit in on one of those, it would be check in at 8:30 and it'd be from 9 to noon. They do lots of different trainings with different emergency managers from the area. So at some point, if you get a chance to sit in on one, they're pretty informative. If you saw in your packet, South Sioux sent out their annual tax increment financing report. So if you want to take a look through that, kind of see the projects that they have all going on. I didn't know that there was a thing called the super blight that allows them to put more acres in the higher percentage, because normally it's a 30%, and they're at 29.17%. of the total area, but I guess the super blight doesn't go towards that amount, whatever that means. And then just the Lowe's Hills, which you have in your packet, kind of talks a little bit about their project. Our local treasurer is Dick Lychek. He's been involved in those types of things his whole adult life for years and years. It's a pretty good group. So
Dick Lychek is 93 years old.
Yep.
He's been retired for 30-some years.
Yep, and he never slowed down.
It's amazing.
Any other emergency business? Not till Wednesday, probably, with the weather.
Yep.
And?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Nice job.